RNC Week on the Drive Home with Julian Barbary live from sunny Southern California and John Phillips
in Cleveland.
There's no surf in Cleveland.
It's the Drive Home with Julian Barbary and John Phillips.
And we continue from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Studios. Julian Barbary in Los Angeles, yours truly in Cleveland, broadcasting from the RNC.
Hey, did you see that Triumph the Insult Dog made the rounds?
Oh, he's been everywhere. All the cable news shows.
Did you see him on CNN? It was hysterical. He said, Melania stole my speech. He was in the background of somebody being interviewed. Oh, I love it.
He should have taken over for Joan Rivers on The Fashion Police. Peter Tilden pegged that one right.
Oh, absolutely. That's the only bitch that could have filled her shoes. You know? No doubt about that.
Well, boy, do I have a treat for you. We've spoken to them so many times on the phone. I feel like we know them, even though we've never met in person. And right now, we have met in person, Diamond and Silk.
Oh, hey.
Hey there.
How y'all doing?
Diamond and Silk.
Hey, girl.
What's going on, ladies?
Oh, wonderful. We're so happy to be at the RNC convention, and we're just excited.
Are you having a good time here in Cleveland?
Oh, we're having a good time, having a wonderful time.
A wonderful time.
We didn't realize we had all these fans out here, so we're loving it. We are loving it.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
What do you make of all the protests going on outside? Has it been difficult to get around, or have you...
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really seen any protests, maybe one or two people. Right. I haven't seen a lot of that protest and stuff. I'm going to tell you what, us being right here around the convention center and everything, it is very secure.
Very secure.
It's very secure. I'm very impressed.
Now, John, did you encounter, there were some protesters outside that you guys all saw trying to get in there today?
Yes. Now, there are two different entrances that I've used to get in the building. There's the one by the baseball stadium, and then there's the one by the CNN Grill. And I typically go in through the entrance by the CNN Grill because that's where our drivers drop us off. So I was trying to get in earlier today with some coworkers over there, and that entrance was totally blocked off because there are protesters burning an American flag there.
Oh, really?
So not only were they in a space where they weren't supposed to be, but there was a fire. So the fire department was there, and then the police were there, and they had that entrance totally blocked. So we had to be rerouted, and we went in through the baseball stadium entrance.
And so the police didn't arrest them, because to me, that's grounds of arrest. You're trying to start a fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's arson. Riot. Yeah. That's it's arson. Why didn't somebody get arrested?
That's exactly right. You can protest, you can stand, and maybe, you know, chant or have signs.
But burn the American flag.
No.
Apparently five people were arrested after that happened.
Isn't it against the law?
A police officer was assaulted. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't
start
an
a fire in public.
Absolutely.
No, but
that's
I mean
awesome.
The American flag.
The American flag.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's against the law.
You know,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is against the law. So,
Wow,
that is sad. So, ladies, now you've got your own fan base now. How exciting. What's the response? Are you guys signing autographs? What's happening?
Girl, signing autographs, taking pictures, hugging on people, talking to people, loving on people. I am so excited.
Getting lots of kisses and hugs.
Yes, honey. Yes. I mean, all you got to do is do what you love, and the love will show up.
That's right.
And it did. And I had so many people just love on me. I love it.
I have a question for you both, because they just named Omarosa, who fills in here on our show for me, and I love Omarosa. She has been named the director of African American outreach for Donald Trump. And so my first thought was, what exactly is that outreach? Like, I thought you guys were kind of, don't the people do that? What exactly, and what do you think of this title? And does he need an African American outreach? And what does it mean to you to have that?
Well, remember now, Donald Trump is strategic, so maybe that's just part of the plan. Outreach and reaching out to African Americans, letting them know, look, son, you have a person that wants to unite our country.
That's right.
And, you know, that wants you to thrive, you know, and stop conditioning your mind to continue to vote for the same thing that keeps handing you crumbs.
That's right.
So I think the outreach is necessary. I think it's a good thing.
It's part
of
educating.
About Hispanic outreach? Because he certainly said he wants to put a wall up, so that's not really bringing every America to get all of America, you know. What do you think? Does he need a Hispanic outreach? Because Lewis actually volunteered.
They have coalitions in place for all demographics.
Yeah.
But you know me and Silk, we always say it like this here. You know, we're one race, and that's the human race. race.
Right.
Donald Trump has his policies in place. It's up to you all to join the program.
That's
so that's
right.
what we always say.
Now, prior to this election, both of you are registered Democrats.
Absolutely.
So this is your first Republican convention.
Yes.
Was it what you were expecting?
Oh, my God. That and more.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, amazing. Just to be here to experience, you know, I heard we were making history.
Yes, that's
you know,
what
I and I just couldn't believe it. You're right, we are making history.
Yes.
You have an outsider that has, you know, hey, he is no longer the presumptive nominee. He is the nominee. He's the official
yes,
nominee.
Baby.
So we done already fought the battle, so now we got to go win the war, baby.
Right.
So we love it.
We love it.
Now we're getting reports that some of the Ted Cruz delegates are planning on stirring up trouble on the floor tonight, maybe when Mike Pence is speaking, maybe tomorrow when Donald Trump is speaking. What advice would you give to the Ted Cruz people that
you know,
are planning on that?
I'm going to tell them like this. Either you can get on board,
yes.
you can get on the Trump train and get the hell out of the way.
That's right.
Now, you done already lost.
Uh-huh.
It's over.
It's
toast.
Over.
You are done.
Yeah.
Get on the Trump train because we have to unite this party.
That's right.
Baby, we got to go win an election.
That's right.
Period. Get
I
on the Trump train.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Look like another love takeover right here,
That's
baby.
Right.
Donald Trump won this hands down. He's
yeah.
the only one. Look at how many people he got to cross party lines.
Mm-hmm.
14 million people came out
yes.
and voted for him.
Yes.
That speaks volumes. It's time for people to put their, listen, check your ego. Put it in your pocket.
Your That's right.
Check your ego, baby. He done won this hands down.
That's right.
Why
okay?
do you think they can't let it go?
Because they were pushing for, you know, their man. And I understand.
Yeah.
I understand how feelings can get hurt and you think it's going to be your guy. And they run on conservatism and they run on the Constitution, which is good. Yes,
yeah.
we are conservative.
But that's what career politicians do.
But wait a minute,
Simon,
hold up.
Okay.
And it's okay to take on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But that Constitution ain't gonna do you no good when you can't feed your family.
That's right.
That Constitution ain't gonna do us no good when we have illegal immigrants crossing our borders.
That's right.
That Constitution ain't gonna do no good when our jobs are going overseas and people are underemployed.
That's right.
So we need someone with a common sense approach to fix this really a common sense problem.
Yeah.
And not just throw something at it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the speeches that were given by Donald Trump's kids last night? We had one of the daughters speak. We had Donald Trump Jr. speak, who Jillian knows. Jillian worked with him at the Miss USA pageant.
Oh, yeah.
They were both judges there.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Don Jr., I am so just, I'm at awe with him.
Yes.
I said, you know what? Once his daddy do his 8 years, Don can go ahead on the run for president. He going to be the next president.
Yes.
He spoke so elegant and so just
so well.
Eloquent and just beautiful about
yes.
his father.
Yes.
You know, look at this is what tells you about Donald Trump. Look at his children.
Look at his kids.
Look at his
children. Yes.
That tells you a lot about who he is.
That's right.
And if we had somebody like that running our country,
yes.
maybe daddies will want to stay home with their family and raise
yes,
their
maybe.
Kids, raise their babies. You see what I'm saying? I mean, look at the bigger picture here.
Right.
I thought they did a wonderful job. I was very proud of them. And I'm proud to know that. I'm proud to know them, know that this is going to be the first family, and they make me proud to be American.
That's right.
What
Clean
did you make
living,
of a Jillian? Because you know him.
Clean living. He's his dad's son. I know Donald, through Howard Stern over the years, and he's a good dad, no doubt about it. Donald's a lot of fun. I thought it was great. I thought he was very, very good. And I also think so much has been made about Melania, and I was like, can we just put this to rest? She made a statement. It was actually her, one of the speech writers, that said it was my fault. She gave me all of her inspirations. Michelle Obama was an actual inspiration to Melania, and I wrote those two paragraphs, and I shouldn't have. So the woman came up and fessed up, and Donald is not going to fire her, and I think that that's exactly the right thing to do. The woman said, look, it's handled, it's done. They're going to handle things, you know, the way that they do. They do things
But we all have inspirations.
Yes.
Look at how we run around saying, we're going to make America great again. He's going to make America great. Is that plagiarizing?
Huh?
So come on, you all. Look, but this is what the left do.
Mm-hmm.
The left will do this when they feel threatened.
That's
they got
right.
to find something to nitpick about.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Donald Trump has been running, they've been nitpicking.
Yes.
Melania, her speech was beautiful.
Phenomenal.
It was great, and we loved every word that she said. And you know what? She's going to make a phenomenal
you know what?
First
All
lady.
She would have had to say was, in the words of Michelle Obama, can you imagine if she said that? People would have been like, what? That's so friggin' cool. She's given her.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't, and she did tell Matt Lauer. She wrote it on her own. I'm not a lefty. I'm not not like extreme Democrat, but I know people that are conservatives that called out that out and said, you know, they should have, they should have fact-checked
a little bit. It became a distraction.
It
was, yeah. I was about to say, you know, here we are, $19 trillion plus in debt. People are unemployed. Jobs are going overseas. Yeah. Illegal immigration is coming over to this country illegally. And here we are talking about words that's in a Webster dictionary.
Mm-hmm. But if we want to talk about speech, let's talk about free speech.
Free speech.
Everybody have the right to free speech.
Yes.
And whatever your political views are, you have no right to ostracize somebody from pulling for who they want to pull for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to that type of speech.
Yes.
Let's stop stagnating people's speech. Let people say what they need to say.
Yes.
And let people be able to have freedom of speech.
Exactly.
Because when I hear people try to ostracize people that's supporting Donald Trump, you're stagnating their speech.
That's right.
We'll talk about that right there.
Let's,
if you're going to
talk
about speech.
Yes.
Leave this here with the speech that Melania, the beautiful speech she gave, leave that alone. We don't want to hear about that.
Don't
talk about
that.
Real issues.
Let's talk about the
she
real
delivered
issue.
The other night.
Yes,
how
did.
Much hate mail do you guys get when you go out and you speak out in favor of Donald Trump or you opine on any political issue? Do you guys get some blowback?
We don't get a lot of hate mail, but one thing is, you know, people don't really use mail.
Mm-hmm.
They use it social media. Twitter and the Facebook, mainly the Facebook. But the more they hate, the more we educate.
That's right.
See, when you've been conditioned to vote one way,
mm-hmm.
that's all you know.
So
when you know better, you do better. We educate you so you can know better.
Mm-hmm.
We educate you and let you know why we're thinking outside the box. We educate you, let you know, hey, don't call me out of my name because you want to stay in the box. All you got to do is just get out.
Just
get off that Democratic plantation.
The shackles is off your feet.
Uh-huh. No shackles on your feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you argue back with them, the haters?
No.
No, absolutely not.
I educate.
You don't entertain.
You never argue with people.
No.
You never argue with
mm-hmm.
people. What you do is you educate them and let
them
know why. Because a lot of the stuff that's been put into place, you voted for that.
That's right.
You voting for the same system that put this stuff in place
just
to keep
you
stuck.
Just take a look at everybody that's out in the street marching, been marching for years and ain't got nothing done.
Absolutely.
Because you can't win nothing in a fight. A fight begate more fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to come to the table and talk about
this. And they keep saying, no justice, no peace. Well, you have no justice or no peace. So you got to change your mindset. You got to change how you talk about it. Yes, you got to change all of that.
So the more they hate, the more you keep talking.
The more they hate, the more we educate
them.
That
means we're doing something.
That's right, baby. They wouldn't talk about you if you weren't doing nothing. You know that.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that happens at these conventions is they have all these parties. There's a party every night, many parties during the day. A lot of them have open bars. Have you guys been enjoying the parties?
Listen, we went to one party.
One
it was
party.
Like a media party. We had a lot of fun.
One.
We didn't even know we had so many fans in the media because we
That's
talk
right.
about them like a dog.
That's right.
But they, Diamond and Silk, we love y'all.
Yes.
So we didn't even know that. But
yes.
that was the only party we went to. Listen,
yes.
this is
which party was it?
It was some kind of media
party
down at the pier with the boat and water and
it
all of that kind
beautiful.
Of stuff. It was beautiful. It was a nice party.
Yes.
Listen, we had the energy it takes to get with the fans and interact with everybody. When I'm at the end of the night, I'm going to back
That's
to the
right.
hotel.
We not no spring chicken.
That baby. Oh no.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to bed for the next day.
How much sleep have you been getting?
Oh my God. I probably got maybe 4 hours the other night. One night we didn't get no sleep. We just didn't get no sleep. Everybody partying and a fire alarm went off and it was crazy. Uh-huh. But we're still having a good time.
Still wonderful.
Now I remember you saying that one of you drinks and one of you doesn't drink.
Silk be the one drinking on that stuff.
No, something.
Honey, I can't drink on that stuff. I ain't gonna be drinking that.
Now, what's your drink of choice? Because they have open bars everywhere. You can get anything you want.
A nice margarita would be nice. Just a little nice margarita is fine with me. Something nice and light.
Okay, now, Jillian, explain to them the El Coyote margarita
that we
have
like
in Los Angeles.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful. We get the Cadillac margarita. John gets the scratch. It's beautiful and smooth, and you don't feel hungover the next day. And
that's
even,
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just one and a little, you know, you get a little bit of a, you feel good, and then you go home.
And I like mine with a sugar rim.
That's exactly
sugar
right.
Sugar rim, not
like
salt?
Sugar rim. I don't like the salt.
All right.
Like
well, you
rim.
Get that sugar rim and you go
like
and you take
sweet.
A nice bubble bath and that's it. Now, I had a question about you ladies. Does Donald Trump know that he knows who you guys are, I'm sure?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We found... I better not put this out there. Yeah. Well, you know, it be all in the news.
I do it.
The blogs write about it. Yeah. We found out that Donald Trump follow us on Twitter. How cool is that?
Yes.
Donald Trump knows exactly who we are, and he knows that we are true Trump supporters, and he knows that we're doing this for the passion and because we want real change in our country.
It's interesting you both say you were registered Democrats. Omarosa as well, and I think that this will be her first switch over as well to the Republican Party, if I'm not mistaken, John.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Now, after this week, because you're everywhere, you're doing all these media hits, you're going to the parties, you're going to the convention, you're conducting your business. What are you going to do to let your hair down once you get back home?
I can't let our, we can't do it.
Yes.
We are so busy.
Hey, hey, he said let your hair down. I'm going to have to take this hair
off. Take the wig off. What you talking about? Boy, that's right. So thank, you. Thank you for telling them the truth,
that's
girl.
Right.
I love
it. Take this wig off.
Yes. So you know, letting your hair down.
So we're
listen,
not
we're
talking
very
about
busy.
A weave. We're talking about a full-on wig.
We're talking about our lace front wig.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Listen,
well, that's easier than a wig. Weaves are a nightmare.
First of all, we're very busy. And the goal is we have to keep stumping for Trump.
All the way to the White House.
All the way to the White House. That's so we can't go home and sit down, baby.
No.
We done already fought that battle. Now we got to win the war. So we got to keep at it. We got to let people know. We got to educate them. Make sure you're registered to vote. Yes. Make sure you get out and vote in the general election.
Right.
Make sure you vote for Donald Trump. And when you go to the voting polls, make sure you have your ID.
Yes. And also remember that with Donald Trump, you're going to get something different. But with Hillary Clinton, you're going to get more of the same thing. So if you're broke, if you're hungry, if you need some money in your pocket, you need to vote for Donald J. Trump. Because if you vote for Hillary, you'll probably be starving.
That's right. Because all she want to offer you is a bottle of hot sauce with some chicken, doing a nay-nay, and
that's
going
right.
to the black churches, singing the Negro spiritual, trying to pander for black votes.
That's right.
Her crooked self. She's crooked. That's why we call her crooked. Crooked Hillary, and we gonna let no crook off the hook.
That's right.
I like to hear myself talking this mic. That's why I keep talking.
Yeah.
You have so much more energy than I do. I'm going home to California. I'm going to have about five of those margaritas.
You're going to need them.
That's what I'm doing.
You're going to. I'm surprised you're faring this well, John. You're doing the morning shows. You're up late. It's kind of crazy.
I literally have slept no more than like 3 or 4 hours since I've gotten here.
Yeah.
Each day.
Yeah.
Each day,
that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun. And I'm just happy. This is the first one we've ever been to, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We are all making history, y'all.
Yes.
This is going to go down in history.
And
I
keep
love
in
it.
Mind that we are the United States, not the divided states. And there is only one race, and that's the human race. And all
of our lives matter. Yes.
All right. Diamond and Silk, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
You on the program.
Thank you.
We love you.
All right. More coming up from Cleveland. Jill's in Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC.